Minute Mystery, brought to you by Sleepy Bear Coffee. Mmm, it's the most stimulating thing you can do with your mouth. Now let's join Professor Nervo and his nervous companion Jitters in
The Case of the Silver Spoon.
Well, Jitters, what do you make of this tragic scene?
There's somebody lying dead on the living room floor.
Good observation. How did he die?
That's a tough one.
While you're mulling it over, let's step into the kitchen and brew a couple cups of Sleepy Bear coffee.
Good idea. Sleepy Bear helps you think a lot faster than any other beverage.
And you need to think fast, whether you're playing in a rock band, driving a truck, or solving a mystery. Back to the case. How did our victim die?
I bet something real weird came through the front door and scared him to death.
Good try, Jitters. Didn't you notice the melted pieces of metal dripping from the victim's mouth?
I thought they were fillings.
What about the cup of Sleepy Bear coffee, almost filled to the brim? Where's the spoon used to stir it?
Professor, I got it! He didn't follow rule number 7, never stir Sleepy Bear with a spoon!
That's right. After stirring the Sleepy Bear, he tried to take a sip with the spoon. The molten spoon melted in his mouth, the stainless steel entered his blood, killing him instantaneously.
Gosh, Professor, if only he'd taken a sip of Sleepy Bear first, he would have never made such a dumb mistake.
You're right.
Can I take his shirt? It's my size.
No.
This has been Minute Mystery, brought to you by Sleepy Bear, the over-the-counter coffee. Remember,
look for me, the unconscious bear, in fine drugstores everywhere.